We're going to the news line this morning. Joining us is Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Renee and Mike. How are you?
We're fantastic. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Well, and we have lots to talk about this morning. There was an important visit to the city last Friday. An executive director for the White House Council on Opportunity Zones and Revitalization was here. Sounds like some roundtables and some touring and some important stuff.
Yes, let me explain what our opportunity zones are. In the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Creation Act, there was a relatively obscure provision that nobody talked about when the legislation went through Congress. And it was that we would set up opportunity zones across the country based on the demographics of census tracts. And those opportunity zones would be eligible for investment. People could bring capital gains that they'd made on other investments and either individually or as a group invest them in this opportunity zone and shelter all or a portion of their capital gain, and furthermore, any capital gain they made on the investment in the opportunity zone could be sheltered also. We found out about it, frankly, I found out it very early on at a U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting, and we went to work, working with the state of Colorado to create opportunity zones in the Pikes Peak region, and we are seen as pretty ahead of the curve, and so that's what brought the executive director of the White House Opportunity Zone Council to Colorado Springs on Friday, Scott Turner. Just to kind of point out what we've done in Colorado Springs and how we've taken advantage of this. We have 8 opportunity zones in the Pikes Peak region, and they're places that you would think. They're in the southeast quadrant. There's 2, North Nevada Avenue from Fillmore to Austin Bluffs is an opportunity zone. There's an opportunity zone at the airport. There's one downtown. And what we're seeing is some investors, the hotel that's going up in downtown is taking advantage of a opportunity zone opportunities. The 2 new hotels at the airport are taking advantage of an opportunity zone investment. I think we already calculate about $500 million in investment in our opportunity zones, and we think that will only grow over the next year.
So just to clarify then, Mayor, that then the tiny home village that was approved last week by City Council, that is not part of the opportunity zones? That's something separate?
No, that is separate and apart.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And are there more areas that could be expanded and looked at in the opportunity zones? Or that's
No, it was a one-time thing.
Okay.
We submitted 17 to the state of Colorado, and 8 were designated, although that turns out to be a pretty good share of Colorado's quota. As I say, it's all based on the demographics of the census tracts.
Interesting. Okay, so then can we turn focus to the first tiny home village that was approved last week? That was kind of monumental, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is a project down in the Mill Street neighborhood. It's 18 tiny homes. It's a nonprofit called Working Fusion that has gone to the council, got the appropriate land use approvals, including zoning. You know, tiny homes are, in essence, somewhat like trailer parks. It is not, what I want to emphasize, this is not a homeless shelter. Folks will pay $600 per month rent. They will be employed, but it's for folks, it's the working poor that are having trouble finding places they can afford and might find a tiny home a good opportunity. And this is our first tiny home development in Colorado Springs, so it'll be interesting to see how it proceeds.
I understand, Mayor, there's some controversy about 5G towers. Tell us what the issue is.
Well, 5G is coming, and as I'm about to explain, there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah.
Frankly, most small cell technology is we're beginning to see that. And by small cell technology, I mean you got to have a tower every 1 or 2 blocks. And that's what gives you the incredible increased speed. Frankly, a lot of the things that are going in right now are enhancing our current 4G technology. But 5G technology is right around the corner. And it to be competitive, we will need 5G technology. Here's what people have to understand. The Federal Communications Commission has really minimized the extent to which local governments can interfere, if you will, with the spread of 5G technology. So, for example, they're going to need our light poles and things like that. We can't deny them. We not only can't deny them access to them, but they also, and this is being contested in the courts, the FCC has limited the amount that we can charge them, the 5G companies, to use a light pole. And we think that's overstepping. We ought to be able to at least charge what we see as our related expense. And so that's being contested. But, you know, for example, some people are concerned about illnesses that may be caused by proximity to these things. I just want folks to know that all those arguments have to be vetted and resolved on the federal level, because we cannot prevent 5G technology from taking place.
All right, we're speaking to Mayor John Suthers, the mayor of Colorado Springs. We'll continue in a moment. It is 7:43, KRDO's Morning News.
Going back to the news line this morning, talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers. And Mayor, of course, last week's city council meeting, it was kind of a heated meeting. Lots of folks showed up to talk about the officer-involved shooting of Devon Bailey, asking for an outside investigation. And it seems you kind of indicated, Mayor, that there were some other agencies looking at this. Is that true?
Yeah, that's been a situation for at least a month. What's important from my perspective in terms of observing the rule of law is that agencies with jurisdiction are the ones that examine the case and determine whether the officers acted lawfully or not. The law gives the jurisdiction to the district attorney to either decide the issue himself or refer it to a grand jury. The law also gives jurisdiction to the FBI. The FBI has jurisdiction to review any incidents of this nature to determine if there's any violation of federal civil rights laws. And frankly, they do so routinely in most every officer-involved shooting, and they're doing so in this case, and I'm glad that they acknowledged it. The case was given to them about the same time it was given to the district attorney's office. And they'll review it under the civil rights statutes and make an independent determination as to whether or not the officers acted appropriately.
And have we heard anything further from the DA's office?
No, have not. And my guess is they're, the initial decision is whether to take it to a grand jury or not. You probably won't hear anything until they actually say the case is being reviewed by a grand jury.
All right, Mayor, you can't drive throughout Colorado Springs without seeing paving projects. You really are doing some progress on getting potholes repaired, aren't you?
Yeah, we're wrapping up the fourth season of 2C. Have one more season to go, and one of the fantastic statistics is that pothole complaints, damage to car complaints to the city have decreased over 90% since 2015.
That's incredible.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And, of course, I want to remind our voters that in November of this year, they'll have the opportunity to renew 2C for another 5 years at a reduced sales tax rate going down from 0.62 to 0.57. But because of the improved economy, that would generate about $56 million a year. One of the things that we would emphasize in a second 5 years would be residential streets. At least 50% would have to be spent on residential streets, because in the first 2C, only 10% are in residential areas. Over two decades, we had built ourselves a very big hole. I said at the beginning it was a 10-year process to get back to where we should be. We went for 5 years because we wanted to show the public we could do it effectively, and hopefully we've done that, and the folks will vote to renew 2C in November.
Perfect. Okay, Mayor, really quick, you going to the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show this weekend?
I'm going to be out of town, unfortunately. I think it's going to be a fantastic event. But I encourage everybody to get out there.
Yeah.
See what's going on at our airport. Trust me, a year from now when you drive into that Air Force Airport Business Park, you're not going to recognize it. So you get out there and see what it looks like now.
Mayor, always appreciate your time. We know you're very busy. We will catch you very soon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. 752, KRDO's Morning News.